The stillness of the early morning slumbered everywhere. The curtains were yet drawn over the servants' chamber windows. Little birds were just twittering in the blossom-blanched orchard trees, whose boughs drooped like white garlands over the wall enclosing one side of the yard. The carriage horses stamped from time to time in their closed stables. All else was still. The gentleman now appeared. Mason, supported by Mr. Rochester and the surgeon, seemed to walk with tolerable ease. They assisted him into the chaise. Carter followed. "Take care of him," said Mr. Rochester to the latter, "and keep him at your house till he's quite well. I shall ride over in a day or two to see how he gets on. Richard, how is it with you?"
"The fresh air revives me, Fairfax."
"Leave the window open on this side, Carter. There's no wind. Goodbye, Dick."
"Fairfax?"
"Well, what is it?"
"Let her be taken care of. Let her be treated as tenderly as may be. Let her—"
He stopped and burst into tears. "I do my best, and have done it, and will do it," was the answer. He shut out the chaise door, and the vehicle drove away.